Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Fort Worth, Texas, Time Out, for music lovers and musicians looking for musicians, events, and band booking. Discover music you might not have heard before, and new music that has not been heard before. When we heard that Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr had joined the Rolling Stones in the studio to produce some new material, we contact an old friend, Stephen from England, who was on a lot of the Stones tours.
Yeah, go on.
I got some word over here. I heard some rumor, and I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to give you a call and see if the same thing's over there cooking. Now, I understand the Stones are going back into the studio with some more material. Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, with Paul and Ringo, no?
Okay, yeah. That's what I just now got that. So this might be old news over there already, huh? So is
I
that,
heard it about a week or so ago.
Okay, so that is pretty well, it's not just a rumor. They're going in and working with Paul and Ringo, huh?
Mm.
Wow, to me that's something. Cause I'm a big Beatle fan, and I think that's cool to see. You know, that works out great. You know, with Ringo on drums and play.
Yeah.
You know, and
that's true. Yeah,
the way the pieces fall in place is just perfect. You know, the ones that are missing. You know, so I'm anxious to see what kind of sound would come out of that. You know, what kind of I'm all excited. I'd love to hear what's going to come out. I wish Nate was around. I bet he'd get a big kick out of this.
Definitely.
You know, I think a lot of people get a kick out of the Stones and the Beatles almost, you know. You got the two Beatles and then the Stones there. They never
working together,
never. You know, Lennon did that thing with that Rock and Roll Circus, but that was just doing a cover of a music they already had, you know. It's not they're creating this. So this is all from birth,
you
know.
Yeah, it's going to be brand new.
So
brand
yeah. New. So that's very
all
exciting.
The old, the old men, the 80-year-olds.
Yeah.
And welcome back to our time out here. And what this is a night for me, just I'm a music lover myself. I really am hooked on music. And spent a lot of time just, you know, listening to music. So I thought, geez, I've got the Blog Talk Radio show that I do, the voter education program. I thought I can set up and play it on a Wednesday night and do music. So what I'm doing here is whether anybody's, if I reach anybody or not reach anybody, this is what I'd be doing anyway. So why not just share it with everybody out there? And last week we played a line of songs that are some originals and doing some label songs, and I didn't title them. I thought I'd let you just take a guess and see if you know who they are and which one's label, which one's not. We'll do some different things, but I'll always be throwing in some originals. We're looking for more original music from bands that are working their way up and need some exposure, and I think I got some interesting stuff to be playing next week for sure, stuff like that. So, but anyway, from last week, we'll start off with the first song we played last week, and then I'll let you know who this is, and let me see if we can cue her up here, and we'll let her rip. It's a lengthy one.
Thank you.
song by a band called Tears for Fear. Actually, I didn't really get into them in their heyday. I knew they had a few good hits out and stuff, but this last album they put out, they took a long break, I guess, and came back together and put out an album not too long ago called The Tipping Point. And that's when I really tuned into that. I think that's a great album. And then I started going back and listening to some of the stuff, and I came across this, and it's called A Bad Man's Song by Tears for Fear. You might have known it already, maybe not, but that's the label song. Okay. Let's move on here to the next song. I got that one titled as Bar and Chain, and that is not a label song. It's a U2 song, something on U2. And I do have several here. I don't have any idea who the bands are, some of these. Some of this stuff came out of my studio back in the 90s when I was doing recordings, and we were always searching for music, to original music, too. Super can't put our own touch to it. So we were really open to anything that was good, that we thought was good. We didn't care who did it or how they did it or what, just if we thought we heard something in it, in the music. So I have a lot of hair like that. And this one actually came from a U2. I do not know who that is. If you know who it is and you know how to get a hold of them, tell me, call them so I can put their name out there. Anyway, yeah, let's go on to the next one.
shaking. The buses are erratic, and I know I'll be late in. Don't wanna think too hard, but see, I'm concentrating.
Another original song. I don't know who it is for sure, and that, but that one there, I kind of like that one personally because it takes me to a time back in the when I had the privilege to work for the Rolling Stones. This one takes me right back. I can remember in Boston, coming down the elevator and coming out of the hotel lobby, and the buses were pulled right up front, and you hear the first of this song time, but the buses are ready, and every time I hear those lyrics on this song, it just, you know, it flashes you right back to that date and time. And I can remember it so clear, that picture. And the buses, the tour buses at the front door of the hotel. And it was quite alive, quite a time there. But I think songs do that for everybody. You can find, if you're into music, certain songs will take you to certain places. So, well, here comes the next song. Let's let it roll.
Country of its own. What do you care to play? abortions, over 2 million illegal aliens.
You can guess the name of that one, California King, and you can tell that band was out of California for sure. And that's another local song, a non-labeled song, you know, that we searched around and found there. So anyway, some of these songs I think are pretty good, and I don't know. I'm looking for music. It's hard to find more snow bands. Our bands, my bands are gone. Most of them are dead or broken up, so it's hard to get that music. So I'm looking for any kind of band that plays this style of music that has lyrics that you can understand. Sometimes it has sayings and meanings in them. I like a lot of arrangement in this song. I love it when they bring in different pieces and they work in and out, and it's not one beat all the way through. I like a creative song that has all that. So, and I love songs that have positive information in them or to generate or move you, okay? All right, let's move on to the next one here.
Born to live.
live a life to die. Oh, it's a funny thing. It's a funny thing. And sail away when the night turns to day. No, don't come back again. I won't come back again. Will you let me start? That's the hardest part. And don't be late. Place your heart on a plate. It's time you fed yourself.
Get a chance when I was in Canada in the 90s up there. I'd like to get a chance to see him, but it never did work out. I have another song of his I want to play a little later on in the near future here. That's Daniel Gray. He's out of Canada, and this goes back some time ago. I don't think a lot of these bands are no more or not putting out or I don't know. Maybe you can find them on YouTube and see, but also a lot of this stuff is, I think, some good music mixed in here that if you're a musician and know how to re-record stuff and work with it. I mean, that's something I'll be playing in the near future, too, is some of these redos that are cover songs by label artists that you may not know it was not their song, that it's a cover song, but you would think it's theirs. So, but anyway, Let's move on to the next one here and let it rip.
Live them all. Don DeNego was followed into space.
So the name in the beginning there, that one I robbed from a radio show back in the maybe late 90s, early 2000s, somewhere around that era there. Someone had something on YouTube. They played, I think this was Ed Affinity. He had his own radio show kind of like, and had quite a few. That's where I found Daniel Gray at, too, from listening to him. And I went and looked him up and found him. So he was playing, I guess he was a DJ or used to be a DJ, and he was spinning songs and I used to enjoy listening because I was always, we were looking, I was looking for stuff. He was ideal. And he announced he was getting married and shutting down the show. So that was the end of that. So anyway, that's where that came from there. And let's move on up here to the next one. That was Stone Cold, and that was Tear for Fears. That's another. That's a label band. One we opened up with was Tear for Fears. That's another one by them. And maybe you know some of their songs, like Everybody Wants to Rule the World and songs like that. So they have quite a few good hits out. Anyway, okay, that one was a label band, and let's move on down to the next one. Same band I played a bit earlier, one with the Buses Already, and their name is Hans, Sweet Hans. I had some of this on a list some years ago. I had their names and some of these bands written down, but where that's buried at now, I have no idea. So, but it's not a label artist, and I think they had a good sound. All right, we'll move on to the next song.
Yeah.
and that was called Twin. Another one I got off YouTube there some years ago, and I love the video to it too. It's very good. That one is okay. Let's move on. This next one is a song. It's a John Lennon song. It's covered by a band named Willoughby, same as my name. And when I was on Madonna's tour back in the early 2000s, I did get to meet the manager and brought him into Dodger Stadium when Madonna was playing there. And then I, when Madonna was doing Madison Square Garden, I'd like to stay over in Jersey, across the bridge in Jersey there. And they were playing in a town called Huckabone, something like that. It's where Frank Sinatra's home area. And they were playing. So I had we had a night off from the show and went down and saw them play. I thought they were pretty good. And they got some good stuff, some original stuff good. And but this is a cover of a Lennon song, and I didn't just now kind of got more into it. And I like it. I think it's a good cover of this Lennon song. Here we go. Wednesday night seems to be a dead night to me, and it's a good time to play music. And the way I go about finding the songs I put on here is I like to queue up find 10 or 20 songs, 12 songs, whatever, originals, stuff I hadn't heard or I think I'm going to like, and I will put them on a disc or whatever and play it when I'm cleaning my house or bike riding or doing something, exercising, whatever, and I'll let it spin for background music. And then a few days later, sometimes certain songs will have a line or two that'll start popping through my head, and it'll start bothering me, and I had to go back and listen to songs and find the song that had that on there, you know, which ones had that lines. And that's why I look for songs that have little lines and things that stick in my brain anyway. And I go back and I play them, and sometimes the rest of the song's crap, so I, you know, disregard it. But a lot of times I listen to the song again, and I find a new, you know, say, hey, you know, it's better than what I thought it was. And it takes me a while to warm up to some songs, too, new songs. I had to listen to them a few times for when Tears of Fear, a new song came out, Tipping Point, first time I heard it, I didn't think much, but I played it again, and then some things started sticking in my head, and I said, oh, geez, and I started playing it over and over, and that's what I used to do when I was young, too, a lot. A song that I like a lot, I could play 25, 30 times in a day, play it over and over, and I don't know if that was weird or not, but later I heard interviews where John Lennon did the same thing, and Elvis Presley would do the same thing. So if it's weird, then I'm kind of glad to be in that group of weirdness then. But anyway, yeah, it's just kind of like a craving or something like that. But I like music, you know, so that's what this is for. But anyway, Wednesday nights, if you know any band, and mainly we focus on the DFW area. That's where I'm out of. I plan on promoting this show more and putting some leaflets out and contacting over the near future, a little more advertisement into it. But and we'll put up a new list of songs next Wednesday and spin them. And like I said, I appreciate you tuning in. Feel free to call anytime on the show. We're on fwdistro5.com. You can find us on Blog Talk Radio or Google my website and get to the buttons and all kind of good stuff there. Easy. And that. So, well, as we bring it to the end here, I was trying to think of what else I want to say. But anyway, yeah, if you'll just share it and... I'll be looking for new stuff. There's a record store over in Fort Worth called Doc's. And I was in there a while back. I noticed they did have a band with some original music. I'll go take a look at some of that stuff, too. It's kind of hard to find what I want here somewhat because I'm really not into the newer or heavy metal or I don't know what's out there now. I'm into this older stuff. So if you're into some of this stuff you like, this is what I'm going to keep putting out there if it's somewhere in the neighborhood of what you like here. And feel free to call. Give me suggestions. Whether or not you like this, and where I can find more music, okay? Anyway, so I appreciate anybody tuning in. That's fine. And next week we'll do the same thing again. I got about a half a minute left here. Also, I'm building me a new studio upstairs so that I can look out through the bay window there and everything, so it makes me feel more important. So maybe I can get better at this show if I feel more. Anyway, all right. Well, have a good night, and join us at Local Voter Education Show on Sunday nights, too. You need to learn about our city, all right? Have a good night. Thank you. Bye-bye.